Dr. Siobhan Dolan is a Harvard Med School trained physician and is certified in obstetrics and gynecology. She is also a geneticist and a public health specialist. Dr. Dolan is the medical advisor to the March of Dimes. Her book, Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, covers pregnancy and birth from your first prenatal visit to month-to-month changes as your baby grows and the changes that occur in your own body during pregnancy. Questions about nutrition, exercise, delivery, and beyond are dealt with in a wonderfully accessible and informative book. Welcome, Dr. Dolan. Thanks for joining us today on the Book Report, and I want to congratulate you on a book that is a wonderful resource, and it's packed with great information that is so easily accessible.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
All right. When a woman announces she's pregnant, she is absolutely flooded with advice from all corners. Are there some practices that our mothers followed that differ from today's medical guidelines?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, one thing that we see with trends over time that may have been different for our mothers or grandmothers is that women are having their children a little bit later in life. So that's one issue. And then another issue is there's a lot going on now with obesity and weight and so forth. So there's some background trends that may, you know, influence what's going on. Now, with regards to the individual woman, the message is pretty straightforward, and it's the title of our book, Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby. We want women to be in the tip-top, best medical shape they can be in, and then if they can address any medical conditions, get on a prenatal vitamin, and then go ahead and get pregnant, we hope to get them started in the best possible shape and then go ahead, see their OB provider, either a midwife or a doctor, and proceed during their pregnancy. Advice from moms and grandmoms, you know, I think it's very well-intentioned, but each woman, I think, needs to look at her own personal circumstances and kind of sort through what advice is helpful to them and what is not. And that's one of the other messages of our book. We talk about options. We give women options. There's not only one way to do a lot of things. So we want to give information that's absolute, like take a prenatal vitamin with folic acid, like no safe level of alcohol during pregnancy. So there's some absolutes. But then we give lots of different opportunities and examples for places where there are options, like what kind of food to eat, what kind of snacks to take, what kind of provider to see, what kind of pain relief to have in labor. There's not one solution for that. So each woman needs to look at her own circumstances and hopefully get some information and advice from our book and take mom and grandmom's advice, but then sort through it and see what's best for you.
Okay, so no glass of wine with a Saturday night dinner, huh?
No, absolutely not. I know that advice is still out there, and interestingly, it's come up quite a bit since I started talking about it, but, you know, alcohol affects the developing neurologic system. So there's really no safe level, and we don't know about the amount or the timing and so forth. So really, advice is pretty clear to stay away from alcohol altogether.
All right. Now, my grandma told me that nursing mothers should drink beer, that it's actually great for breast milk. Is there any truth in that?
Not that I know of medically. It's interesting. I would be curious to hear where, you know, what the data or what the thinking was behind that. But no, in fact, we would advise against drinking alcohol while nursing. Similarly to the message while pregnant, there's no good reason for a fetus or a newborn to be exposed to alcohol. So the more mom could stay away from that, the better.
All right. If you crave a food during pregnancy, we've all been told it's because your body really needs some element of that food. Is that any truth in that?
You know, that's another interesting question. Some cravings or aversions can be in the same breath. So in other words, some women feel they don't want to drink coffee, as an example, and people say that that's protective. You know, the idea of cravings could be desiring certain foods, like salty foods, as an example. And so those kind of cravings are not too concerning, and I think women should go ahead and feel comfortable to eat, you know, pickles or ice cream or different things. But some cravings can be concerning, and those can have some, you know, mental health component to them as well. In other words, you can be some anxiety or some depression, and that may spark up around cravings. So, you know, if it's a craving that is something that's not worrisome. I think women should go ahead. Treat yourself well while you're pregnant. Take good care of yourself. It's a tough time, a lot going on, and, you know, most cravings don't represent a major problem. But cravings for things that are not food, or cravings for things like alcohol that we advise against, if those come up for women, we definitely recommend seeing their provider to try to discuss what's really going on. Is it a mental health issue? Is it stress? Is it a nutritional deficiency? Well, that could be uncovered, and then, you know, maybe you need additional iron or an additional nutritional supplement. So getting to the bottom of those cravings can be really helpful, and a provider can help you do that.
What are the over-the-counter medicines that pregnant moms should avoid?
You know, over-the-counter medicines in general for symptom relief don't represent a major problem, but it's important to really look at what you're taking. So as an example, acetaminophen, which is the drug name for what's in Tylenol, doesn't represent a problem. So if you have a headache early in pregnancy, go ahead, take a pain reliever and feel better. What can be a challenge is when women get to the point of taking the multi-symptom medications where there's many, many different components in the same medication. So as an example, the, you know, cold and flu multi-symptom kind of medications that you can get over the counter. I recommend against those just so that women actually identify what symptom they have, what they're taking, and know exactly what they're taking. Single agent medications over the counter in general are safe, and the message there is to talk to your doctor, talk about what symptom you're having, make them aware that you're pregnant, and then identify the best medication for that particular symptom and feel better by all means. We don't want pregnant women suffering through every single symptom. There are plenty of safe alternatives out there.
All right. If you're expecting a normal delivery, do you really need to attend Lamaze classes? It seems that they're not as popular as they once were.
Education in general, in my opinion, is really empowering for women, and that's a big part of why we wrote this book. We want women to enter labor and delivery feeling like they know what's going on, feeling in control, feeling empowered, that this is their labor and delivery. This is not something that's happening to them. This is something that they're experiencing. So however one gets their knowledge, we're all for it. However you get your information, go for it. So for some women, that's a book, and that's why we wrote this book, Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, and we hope women will enjoy it. For some women, it's a class. So a Lamaze class or a class at your local hospital or at your doctor's office, that's fabulous. For some women, it's going to be online now in the internet, and as part of our book efforts, we put together a series of videos that are available on YouTube free of charge. So if you go to YouTube and just Google, YouTube, just do in the search line, actually, prenatal care, there's a whole bunch of videos that we've made through March of Dimes. And we want, you know, we realize that pregnant women are young, they go to the internet, and we want to be there. We want to provide information in that fashion as well. So however you get your information, go get some information. Get yourself ready. Go into labor and delivery excited and full of the knowledge you need to have a healthy mom and a healthy baby at the end.
Well, I'm on the board of directors of our local March of Dimes here, and I know that the organization carries on research that benefits all babies, not just preemies. Talk about that.
Absolutely. March of Dimes has been instrumental in research around moms and babies for 75 years. This is a really exciting year for us because it's our 75th anniversary. And so while the organization started in the fight against polio, the organization was successful and has really turned its attention to moms and babies' health. You know, we work on so many issues and provide research funding for issues like vaccinations, genetics research, prevention of birth defects. And currently we're working hard on the prevention of preterm birth, which is such a common problem. And we're being successful, so we're delighted to continue to fund research and spread educational messages for moms and babies.
Now, is your book, Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby, available everywhere? How can someone get it?
Absolutely. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby is available anywhere books are sold, which nowadays may mean Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, but you can also go to the bookstore. And actually, my co-author, Alice Kelly, and I were just discussing it, and she saw it in her local Barnes & Noble on the display table, and my neighbor saw it as well. So we're delighted that the book's out there and available anywhere books are sold.
Well, Dr. Lowell, I have to tell you, it is so easy to use and so packed with wonderful information. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.